Welcome to the Ponderosa, my friends, for an evening of songs and stories about the American West, a land of legend, of romance, of friendship and loyalty and courage, a motherlode of remembrance, a true bonanza.
The Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla Program, the world's best hangover cure.
I will read you the text version that Google created of Grant's phoned-in adventures in Limeyland. Good, insert Saturday years already, of course.
It is now 6:45 Eastern Wartime by the accurate General Electric clock.
This is your friendly neighborhood Arizona boy. Yeah, I get it, in the country. To live from Heathrow Airport for local edition of But Insurer, Was It in Love You That? I'm here at Heathrow Airport, which is massive. I can't reporters the London. It is literally that date, and industrial states 8-5. All the motion bread lines look like a little teddy. One, Mickey was. Dear sir, that bad.
But Moskovnaya Vichera.
I've got about another I want to have to kill before my flight depart. I just saw a bunch of books running about. How feel packed and worst of 40 sort. I can probably see you over breast. Let me know what ones. This has been once again. You're from neighbor to Arizona, boys. Yeah, I get it, in about a country this time. The but I'm sure was. And how are you?
What language you speak?
6-2-3-8-5-0-3-3-7-5.
Hey, Eric. This is AZ Power Girl. And I am getting so sick of all these superhero movies. You've got Superman, Batman, now they're talking Wonder Woman, Captain America, Green Lantern. What about me? I deserve my own movie. I've got tits of steel, because I'm Power Girl, damn it, and I want my own movie.
Wow, look at the tits.
I don't listen to the radio, but if I did, it sure as heck wouldn't be this guy, your host, Eric Paul Johnson.
It's Friday, July 8th, 2016.
We and I, you and we are spare animal.
So the first big assignment in one of my classes last semester was we had to do a top 10 list. And it wasn't like just, you know, this 10 times. You had to write about each item on that top 10 list so that your assignment came out to be 1,000 words. The other people in class, they were going to write about, you know, top 10 albums, top 10 episodes of TV shows, top 10 favorite restaurants, top 10 books, movies, whatever. I, of course, had to be different. So I did my top 10 list on the top 10 flavors of Spam.
I just makes me sick to my stomach.
Well, I mean, it's different for what other people would have done. For me, it's not all that different. You, that Spam Annals thing you heard at the beginning? That was me when I was 13. I recorded a parody of the Johnny and the Leisure Suits song, Party Animals. And I called it Spam Animals. And I use the term parody loosely, because really, I only changed one or two words in each verse, if that. Hey, you know what? I'm feeling a little masochistic. Why don't we listen to a little bit of my parody of Party Animals called Spam Animals? This is back when I was 13 years old. Here I am, late November, maybe early December, 1982.
It's time to remember the magic.
The more you eat, the less you stink. The more you eat, the less you stink. We're like the holla. We eat and shout. We never eat. We just pig out. You crack us up. You say we're sick. You crack us up. You say we're sick. And we say, we are not human, we are spam animals.
Yeah, all right, I think we've heard enough of that forever.
Oh, God, this sucks.
Back to my article here about the top 10 flavors of spam. In all journalistic honesty and integrity, I made parts of this up. I have never eaten teriyaki-flavored spam. I hate teriyaki. I haven't had it since, like, maybe the mid-70s, last time I ever tasted it. So what I did is I went on the internet and I looked up what teriyaki tastes like, and I imagined to myself, what would teriyaki and spam taste like? That's what I did with that. What else? I've never had garlic spam. I would love garlic spam. I would love to try that. But I never see it in the store. I've never had cheese spam. Also something I would love to try, but I have never seen it. The rest... Oh, and I've never had hot and spicy. Again, I would love hot and spicy spam, but I never see it in the stores. I know I could order it online, but... What is it, like $3.50 for a can of spam? Then it's probably another $2 or $3 or whatever for shipping. And I can't bring myself to spend $7 for a can of spam. As for the rest of these spams, I've eaten them and I have enjoyed them. So, let's get on with my top 10 flavors of spam. Spam. There is no indifference towards this food. Some recoil with phantom gags and wretch-induced horror. Others have an almost erotic reaction to the orgiastic gastronomic debauchery they are about to wallow in, moaning with their eyes shut at every bit of warm spam that works its way across the tongue.
Oh man, that does it for me!
I fit into that second category. It would be no exaggeration to say that spam is something lodged close to my heart. I've enjoyed the stuff for the 46 years I've been alive, and for decades, there was only one flavor to enjoy. But over the last few years, Hormel has increased the selection of the processed meat with 12 different flavors. So if your stomach can handle it, here are the top 10 flavors of this meat extruded through a nozzle into a can packed with mystery jelly.
Number 10.
Teriyaki. I've never been crazy about Asian food, so this combination of salty spam and sweet teriyaki sauce is, well, weird. When I tried it, I wound up putting the yak in teriyaki.
At number 9,
turkey. The myth of spam is that it's made from snouts, hooves, and pig tonsils. The reality is it's pork shoulder. Spam gets its name from the squishing together spiced ham. In this case, it's made from 100% white turkey meat to give you the illusion that you're enjoying spam without all the fat in regular spam. Yes, there is less fat and salt in it, but the sodium content is still artery hardening high, which of course means it still has that yummy classic spam taste. But if spam is spiced ham, would that make this spurky?
You're a really weird man.
Number 8!
Bacon. What in all of humanity could be better than spam and bacon compressed into the same loaf of meat? Unfortunately, not this. Since spam and bacon are essentially the same thing, there's no euphoric journey into a better world of processed meat with this. These are two great tastes that taste the same together. Tasty, of course, but nothing that heightens the joy of spam.
I bet he ain't exactly Chef Boyardee in the kitchen.
Number 7!
Hickory smoke. Like bacon spam, hickory smoke spam doesn't taste all that different from regular spam, since, when fried, it kinda has a bit of that hickory smell and flavor.
I don't give a rat's behind!
Number 6!
Garlic. A flavor combination I never thought of. I love garlic, and will try it in anything I think will help it. I wouldn't say garlic hurts spam, but it doesn't help it either. An interesting flavor combination, but it didn't leave me with the desire to rush out and buy another can. Oh, and needless to say, you'll be tasting this for a day or two every time you burp.
Number 5.
Cheese. The ultimate in artery-clogging ecstasy comes together in cheese spam. This brick of meat is riddled with delicious cheddar cheese. I've never put cheese on my spam sandwiches. I've always felt deli mustard was all that was needed to make a perfect basic spam sandwich. But each bite with the added flavor of melted cheese oozing out of each slice takes you to a higher plane of existential awareness.
I thank God that dream came true.
Number 4.
Jalapeno. Now we get into my favorite types of spam. The spicy stuff. My tongue can take quite the hot beating. My stomach's a different story. Like a lot of spicy prepackaged food, jalapeno spam has a bit of a hit to it, but it's still pretty tame.
That sounds nice.
Number 3.
Chorizo. Two great tastes that taste great together. Like most, Chorizo mixed in with eggs to perk up the blandness of eggs is a perfect breakfast combination. Now it gets even better when you throw Spam into it. I wouldn't recommend this as sandwich material. Chorizo Spam is clearly intended for breakfast burritos, omelets, or other morning mixes.
A cheerful change from the humdrum morning fare.
Number two.
Hot and spicy. This Spam is not for wimps. It's loaded with fiery hot Tabasco sauce. And if you're not careful, your sinuses will part like the Red Sea and the back of your head will blow out. I will make 3 sandwiches and eat the entire loaf of Spam in one sitting. But hot and spicy Spam requires pacing, perhaps a sandwich a day. Caution is the word here, unless you've got a digestive system made out of cast iron.
I'm a 400-pound hunk of burning love.
At number one,
black pepper. There is no better basic seasoning mix than salt and pepper. For decades, Spam provided the salt, in vast abundance. But with this, they also bring the pepper. This may be the best flavor of Spam. The previous 9 have their flavor and they're good, but, with the exception of chorizo, you taste Spam more than the flavors. Black pepper Spam has an even amount of pepper flavor and Spam flavor to create a harmonious experience in your mouth.
So good! Nothing was ever so good!
Life is not to be lived in timid fear of FDA-approved meat. Life is to be lived, experienced. A life is fully lived when new things are tried, taken to the edge of death, and pulled back to bask in the thrill of being alive. And nothing does that better than Spam. I've given you a list of 10 tongue-happy treats to try. Spam is your mouth's friend, so don't be mean to it. Take your pick of the list I just provided. Try a flavor a week of Spam, and live, live, live! At least until the overload of Spam clogs your arteries.
Your funeral.
Now, as I enjoy this bacon Spam sandwich, I'm going to see if 10 cans of Spam and an angioplasty can be deducted from my taxes as school expenses.
We're a bunch of Spam aminals.
This is one of those station breaks.
You know a station break is the time it takes to tell you your tune to
Dear Paul Johnson, Radio Trola Program.
Every day, more and more families discover that Spam solves mealtime problems quickly. Originated by Hormel, Spam has become the most popular meat item brought out in a generation. Spam is tender, juicy meat with a taste and a flavor all its own. Fry golden brown slices for breakfast. Serve Spam cold for lunch, just as it comes from the can. Bake Spam for dinner. Look for the easy recipes on the label. If you haven't yet tried Spam, now's the time. You're really missing something extra good. Tomorrow, ask your food dealer for S-P-A-M Spam.
And now, the moment you've been waiting for!
In the not-too-distant future, way down in Deep 13, a small, immodest TV show started something of a comedic revolution. Since 1988, Mystery Science Theater 3000 has shown us some of the worst films imaginable. In fact, as many fans would agree, without the generous comedic stylings of Joel, Mike, and the Bots, we could never get through these films on our own. So, because bonding over mutual hate can actually be stronger than bonding over mutual love, we're gonna run down the top 5 worst films to ever be featured on Mystery Science Theater 3000.
So, take it away, Les Nessman!
Number 5!
Overdrawn at the Memory Bank. This 1983 made-for-TV movie starring Raul Julia was a part of an attempt to make a series of movies based off of famous works in science fiction. Sadly, this meant taking truly interesting ideas and tearing them apart with bad writing and even worse, editing. Overdrawn was the story of a lowly programmer, played by Julia, living in a dystopian society where the arts are prohibited, where he gets into trouble for watching Casablanca at his workstation. To rehabilitate him, the government transplants his mind into the body of a baboon, and it all goes downhill from there.
George W.
The movie averages 20% on Rotten Tomatoes, with most reviews stating you'll need the Mystery Science Theater episode to get through this one.
This sucks more than anything that I've ever fucked before.
Number 4!
Wild World of Batwoman. Bearing no recognizable resemblance to the famous DC superhero, the 1966 movie was about Batwoman and her army of Batgirls pursuing justice. Pair that with an enemy who is trying to steal the world's strongest hearing aid, and you have a recipe for disaster. Following a lawsuit where the filmmakers were sued for copyright infringement, the film was later re-released under a new title, She Was a Hippie Vampire, despite vampires being nowhere in the film. The film averages 2.1 out of 10 on IMDb.
It's pretty stupid.
Number 3.
Monster at Go-Go. When an astronaut crash lands back on Earth, the government searches the wreckage of a ship, but finds no sign of him. Around the same time, a large monster begins terrorizing the city and mutilating its victims. They suspect the astronaut has been mutated and is, in fact, the monster. An interesting premise, sure, but problems plagued shooting, from running out of funds to two completely different directors taking over the project. This resulted in a film with very little continuity, and visuals so hard to see you would think it was filmed using a parking lot security camera. The film holds 6% on Rotten Tomatoes and is widely regarded as one of the worst films of all time.
Absolutely awful.
Number 2.
The Beast of Yucca Flats. A Soviet scientist decides to defect from Russia and arrives in America. However, KGB assassins follow him and attack him, forcing him to run into the desert, where he wanders in range of a nuclear test site. The radiation, like it is wont to do, transforms him into a horrific beast that must be stopped. This was one of many films starring Swedish wrestler Tor Johnson that appeared on Mystery Science Theater. And funnily enough, it's also one of the shortest movies to ever be featured. It's less than an hour long, but it just goes to show that you don't need a full feature-length film to make a stinker, as this movie holds 1.5 out of 4 stars with TV Guide.
I think that is the most inane, asinine thing I've ever heard in my life.
And the number one worst movie is Manos, The Hands of Fate. A vacation family loses their way on a road trip, and looking for help, they're trapped at a lodge maintained by a polygamous pagan cult. This film is infamous for its technical mishaps, especially with its editing continuity, its soundtrack and visuals not being synchronized, tedious pacing, abysmal acting, to name a few problems. And of course, if you speak Spanish, you'll quickly realize that the film's title becomes Hands, The Hands of Fate.
Stupid! You're so stupid!
The film was made by an insurance and fertilizer salesman, who went on to never work in the film business again. A Kickstarter campaign to make a sequel to the film was funded in February of 2016, so it looks like Manos is not quite done with us yet.
I hated this movie. Hated this movie.
Remember, watch these films at your own risk. I'm not responsible for any lost brain cells. That's all for this week.
Sir Eric of the podcast from the Radio Trollo program.
What the hell was that?
So this week is a four-day work week for everybody, well, a lot of people in America. But for the Radio Trollo program, it's a three-day work week. I have 3 days to slap together a radio show that takes me, on a good schedule, 4 days to put together. See, there's a reason why the Radio Trollo program has switched to a summer schedule. One is school. I have no time to work on the show. School, homework, 2 jobs at school. There's doing the sound for the news, the TV news at school. That leaves me no time to do the Radio Trollo program. Also, I never, ever get any alone time. I have 2 other roommates. And this always, always happens. I think I've got some alone time. One of them leaves. And then 5 minutes later, or even less, the other one comes in.
No!
So, no alone time. It's really rare. And I never know when they're going to come back when they are gone, so I can't really get myself psyched up, zoned in on Radio Trolling if somewhere in the back of my mind I'm thinking somebody's going to be coming home anytime soon. They could be. Anytime now. So, the summer, I don't have any of that. I have the time to do it, but it's a little quirk with me. I can only radio troll it if I am alone in the room or the house.
You are a sad, strange little man, and you have my pity.
So to Radio Trolla means I have to wait for Tulla to go to work and Madeline to go to bed. And this gives me half hour, hour and a half to slap together an Eric Paul Johnson Radio Trolla program.
Yeah, well, you know what? I don't think we care.
So since this is a 3-day work week for the Radio Trolla program, I have time that I have to fill now. So what I'm going to do is I'm going to send my assistant into the deep vaults, the Radio Trolla archives, to reach in there and pull out an old episode of Adventures in Limeyland to fill up some time.
Oh no, we're doomed!
For the new people, Grant Carpenter used to do a weekly feature called Adventures in Limeyland, and it was pretty good. A lot of people want to hear it again. But at some point, Grant, I don't know, either his brain fizzled out and he ran out of ideas, or the collapse of his own podcast.
30 minutes of insanity.
Approximately, with Grant Carpenter.
Just drove him into hiding, and he just never wanted to do anything, like the chicken little coward that he is, and he just wussed out and, no, no, I don't want to perform. People might hear it and make fun of me. No, 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 I'm a big fat pussy, and I don't like being seen or heard from, because I'm just a big old baby wuss.
I'm angrily shaking my fist at you, Eric Paul Johnson.
See, I'm trying to goad Grant into coming back to doing Adventures in Limeyland, because a lot of people liked hearing it, and I loved that it ate up a nice block of time. So, come on, Grant, are you man enough to do it? Or should I just buy you a pair of panties and a little dress for you to wear?
Where is your honor, dirtbag? You are an absolute disgrace!
Of course, Grant's going to punch me in the face next time he sees me, but, you know, if it gets him to start doing the Adventures in Limeyland again, the busted teeth would be worth it.
It's a chancy job, and it makes a man watchful and a little lonely.
So, I'm sending my assistant into the Radio Trolla archives to reach in there blindfolded. I don't want him to pick out something he might like. This has to be totally random. So blindfolded, I sent them in there, reach around to try and find a Limeyland adventure.
Ow! Pointy! You slimy! Moving! Uh-huh!
Okay, let's put this in and let's listen to it.
It's another, tired, old, overplayed Radio Trolla flashback.
Stereo FM, Britain's favorite Radio 1.
Good insert time of day here, fellow Radio Trollers.
3:30 p.m. Eastern Wartime.
This is your friendly neighborhood Arizona boy yanking it in the mother country with a trend-setting episode of
Adventures in Limeyland.
As I count the weeks leading up to the 10th anniversary of my arrival in Britain as an intrepid American expat, I find myself reflecting on the many marvels of Britain. Cups of tea, SCART connections, nationalized healthcare, decent beer that gets you drunk, semi-reliable public transport that gets you home and hungover, and fish and chip shops full of fattening fare to soak up the alcohol. Yes, I've had a lot of great experiences here, but I've neglected a few of them. So from now on until June, I'm running a series of episodes of Adventures in Limeyland I like to call Forgotten Corners of Limeyland.
Hope you like your present.
This week's Forgotten Corner is the trip I took to Craigellachie in the Scottish Highlands in 2007 with Mrs. Expat.
What language do you speak?
No, I wasn't hawking up a spitball, smartasses. Craigellachie, spelled C-R-A-I-G-E-L-L-A-C-H-I-E.
S-T-O-P, new word. IT
is actually the name of a town, with its own touristy hotel, including a bar with so many different brands of single malt scotch you'd swear you were in a mini distillery. Yes, Craigellachie is where I well and truly fell in love with a humble single malt scotch and...
poor Mrs. Expat hasn't seen much of me since...
Jesus Christ, I think I'll have, go and have a jar now.
I also fell in love with the humble haggis there.
Oh, I ain't gonna eat none of that.
Yes, humble haggis. Did you know that a full Scottish breakfast includes haggis? Probably not, And I didn't know that until I went to the Craigellachie Hotel and ate its haggisy goodness for myself. Even Mrs. Expat didn't mind a good bit of haggis. Yes, haggis is a mix of oats and ground up internal sheep organs, and yes, it sounds gross, but I really don't care what goes into it. I loved every bit of that oat cum sheep organ goodness I had every morning with my sausage, fried tomato, egg, bacon, baked beans, and blood sausage.
I just makes me sick to my stomach.
Oh dear, I see some of you have started to retch. Eric, do me a favor and get the squeamish ones in the audience their own vomit bowls, please. Thank you. Anyway, back to the whiskey, the very important part of being up that way. About a mile or two from Craigellachie is the Aberlour Distillery, my favorite distillery tour of them all.
That can be treated with our good friend alcohol.
Back 7 years ago, £7.50, about $12 for my American friends, got you a tour of the distillery and the chance to sample six, count them, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6 whiskeys at the end of it all.
And that means there's going to be good times had tonight.
So we all went around the distillery, taking in the sights, sounds, and intoxicating smells, pun intended.
A lousy pun.
Along with a history of whiskey making and the distillery. You don't need to know the boring whiskey geek details about how the whiskey's made, or the tasting notes. For example, this whiskey tastes a bit more like walnut to me. That one tastes more like chocolate. Yes, people actually say stupid things like this about their whiskey. You can slap them later. You just need to know that after a tour of the lovely place and a good sampling of six whiskeys, I was feeling pretty good. So good, in fact, that poor Mrs. Expat practically had to pour me into the car.
I swear, honey, there's no blood in my alcohol system.
I'm in no mood for your nincompoopity.
Can you believe that I actually sobered up enough to have a good lunch and a swim in cold, cold Lossiemouth in the very north of Scotland?
Believe it or don't.
My family jewels are only now recovering from the shock.
Just another example of knowing what to say and when to say it.
No good tale of the Highlands is complete without at least one mention of Loch Ness. Yes, Mrs. Expat and I went on a boat tour of the famous loch, and no, we didn't see Nessie. She must have had the day off scaring tourists elsewhere. Instead, we saw Urquhart Castle in all its historical glory, some lush green countryside, and water that would make even your most cold-blooded family relations freeze over in shock.
That's a fact.
So go to Craigellachie, see some sights, drink some whiskey. Just don't fall in the water, especially not after a distillery tour. If you do, good luck getting your family to pour you out of the North Sea.
Don't be looking at me, bitch.
This has been your friend the neighborhood Arizona boy yanking it in the mother country with a tribute to a fun-filled Highlands holiday in Craigellachie.
Wow, infotainment.
Tune in next week for another forgotten corner in the annals of...
Adventures in Limeyland.
That knocks it for tonight, friends. Next week, more of the same, only different.
Wow. I forgot how good Adventures in Limeyland was. No phony insults just to push your buttons to get you to come back. Just really honest, from the spleen? Come back, Grant. Do Adventures in Limeyland again. I miss it. Cheryl misses it. Tulla misses it. Radio troll of people everywhere. We all miss Adventures in Limeyland, Grant.
Go away! We don't want you!
Well, some people miss it. I looked it up. You can order Spam from Hormel online. One can costs $3. Shipping and handling is $6. I love Spam, but not enough to spend $9 a can on it.
You can shove that up your hind end.
Join the Radio Trolla Facebook page and stay up to date with all things Radio Trolla. And call the radio phone, 623-850-3375, and leave a message about anything. Need a topic? What's the weirdest thing you've ever eaten? And donate to the Radio Trolla program. Go to RadioTrolla.com, click on the PayPal link, and give me a bucket of money. Share the link to the show. Jeff Quinlan loves you.
Good night.
This program reached you from Hollywood. This is the National Broadcasting Company.